Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
The best night of our lives. That's how the directors behind the Oscar-winning film An Irish Goodbye have described their experience at the 95th Academy Awards in Los Angeles. Taking home the Oscar for Best Live-Action Short Film, An Irish Goodbye centres around two brothers, Turlough and Lorcan, as they reunite after their mother's death. The dark comedy was filmed across locations in Northern Ireland, and the cast and crew's Oscar win made headlines around the world with this special moment, which saw everyone come together to sing happy birthday to lead actor James Martin on the night.
This award is actually the second most important thing about today, because it's this man's birthday. He's out here in Hollywood wearing a leopard print suit jacket. We'd love to use the rest of our time up here to sing for James.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to you.
That was the greatest moment, in my opinion, in Oscars history. Directors Tom Berkeley and Ross White and lead actor James Martin, you're very welcome to the programme, lads.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, yes.
Well done, and a really genuine, heartfelt congratulations from all of us here. Let me start with lead actor James Martin. How are you feeling now after the day of taking it easy and celebrating the win?
I tell you something now, it's not that, I know I keep saying this, but it's not every day that your birthday falls on the 12th of March, even though the best icing on my birthday cake happened already, the Oscars.
Yeah.
So it's been a fantastic ride, really.
It really has, and more of it to come, I'd say. Tom, it's been some journey for this short film, hasn't it? I want to bring you back to the moment that you received the Oscar, and that moment that we heard is so, so brilliant. But what was it like?
It was amazing, you know, just to look out and see people like Harrison Ford and Jamie Lee Curtis and Colin Farrell singing happy birthday with us for our James. You know, this film's been a big part of our lives for, you know, almost over 2 years now, and you never expect with a short film that it's going to end up anywhere near the Academy Awards. So to be there at all was just a dream come true, and that moment is so special. I can't even watch it back now. It just makes us too emotional, but hopefully one day I'll be able to relive it.
Yeah, it stole the show, Ross, that moment. Who were you thinking of when you were collecting the award?
Goodness me, yeah. I mean, we've been very proud to be representing Northern Ireland, you know, and everybody back home. So I was just thinking of all, you know, my wee mum and dad watching on the TV back home, and all of our friends and family back in Belfast who we can't wait to see. And we've got some homecoming planned, to tell you that. We're back the day before Paddy's Day, so it's going to be a bit of a wild weekend, I think. But,
it'll take you that long.
Yeah. We're flying back tomorrow night, so we're soaking up a bit more LA sun until then.
Yeah, and rightly so as well. We spoke with Paddy Jenkins, Ross, on the programme last night. A brilliant chat with Paddy. He was so delighted for everyone involved in the project. But he just kept mentioning how young you both were to reach this level of success. It's hard to figure that out, isn't it? I mean, what next, I wonder?
Yeah, we've peaked too soon, maybe. I don't know. It's all downhill from here. No, we're really excited. Tom and myself, we love telling stories. We love making films, and it's a hard thing to do. So if this can help open some doors and expedite that process onto, you know, some longer form stuff, some feature film stuff, then that's the dream for us. So, hopefully that'll just make things a little bit easier moving forward. And for this man, James Martin, as well, you know, he's a brilliant actor who I'm sure is going to be, his phone will be off the hook.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something now.
Go on.
Not just having 355 text messages I can do in half an hour, but it's been fantastic response. And, you know, I grew up with Give Me Head Peace since the day I was born up to now, and again with the pantomimes. And Paddy's just a nice fella to work with. Mm-hmm. He's very funny, very kind.
And he's almost as good an actor, James, as yourself.
he can only hope to aspire one day, James.
Well, I could tell you, depending on what the doors might be open, so we just have to see what happens.
Well,
really.
I'd say there's going to be lots of more opportunities. How important, tell me this, James, how important is acting to you?
Well, it's kind of my job, you know, really. So it's kind of like a work thing, really. But it's very important, not just to me, but like Ross and Tom, really, for play to the lads. And I just make it funny because the first time I read the script, it was really funny. Don't get me wrong. But it was just really nice just to be included, making an Irish goodbye and actually picking up an Oscar.
Yeah. More than included,
you
James.
You can say that in 5 years' time.
More than included. You made the film, and I'm sure the lads would agree as well. Can I ask you really quickly, James, what you thought of the celebration on the night of the Oscars win?
Well, I mean, just over here going crazy, but I think a lot of people in Northern Ireland has been a huge response. I mean, really for play to the guys back home in Northern Ireland it's just really nice, you know, just to see everyone cheering, crack open a bottle of champagne, and, you know, it's just nice, you know, really.
It really is, yeah, it really is. What's next, Tom, do you think?
In different regards, I suppose we're hopeful that a lot of our more eyeballs are going to come onto the film, that it's going to have a nice sort of afterlife after this. That would be fantastic. And then for Ross and myself, we actually just shot our third short film together in North Wales just before Christmas. So that'll hopefully come out later this year. But we're going to lock ourselves away maybe for the rest of the year and do some writing, get working on that debut feature, and hopefully see if we can use this momentum and ride the crest of the wave a little bit onto something else.
Oh my God, you're better than I am. If I had that win, I wouldn't be seen for 2 years. Can I ask you, Ross, and I know it's difficult from LA, but do you have any sense, Tom, Ross, James, do you have any sense of how happy you have made people here, I wonder?
I mean, having seen the messages on the phones and having some beautiful emails coming through and people just letting us know what this film means to them, you know, it's remarkable. And I don't think we'll get quite the scale of it until we get back to Belfast, you know, later in the week and see it for firsthand. But it's just been, I guess, to feel that warmth and that generosity that we felt the whole process, but to feel that so intensely from across the Atlantic just shows how much people have got behind this wee film and thrown their sort of their love and their support for it. So it's blown us all away, and we've probably not stopped crying for the last 3 days. To be honest, we're crying and tearing and yowing and then crying again. So,
look, I'm going to go because I'm going to cry now if you don't stop, the three of you. But a really genuine, heartfelt congratulations. You really, really deserve it. It's a brilliant short film. Directors Tom Berkeley and Ross White and lead actor James Martin. Congratulations.